Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area in Miami, Florida. The time, 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern. Here's the latest information on Hurricane Ida. Latest information we have, still maintaining about 85 mile per hour winds. We're constantly looking at the latest data to be able to update that. Movement right now northwest at about 16 miles an hour. Starting off with the satellite here, you can see that last image there. You can start seeing the eye start to open up. Clouds been covering that eye, but you're starting to see towards the end starting to develop an eye. So the structure is becoming stronger and stronger. It's looking better and better. You can see these rain bands stretching out well from the center. And you can see some of the cirrus racing out. Cirrus is like the clouds way up high coming out of the system. That means it's breathing. It's a healthy storm, and that's really starting to look like a system that could further strengthen is what we're forecasting. So we are forecasting with time to become a major hurricane and even become category 4 before it reaches landfall here. 140 mile per hour winds is our forecast. So a dangerous, life-threatening event unfolding here. So let's go through the timeline. This right here is Sunday morning. So Sunday morning, we're off the coast of Louisiana, and by the evening hours, right there on the coast. So Sunday evening, we'll be right there on the coast with the actual landfall point. With time continuing to move towards the north, they slow down somewhat when they try to make that turn. But I want to mention that you have a major hurricane at the coast. That means it could still be producing hurricane force winds well inland. So the coastline, St. Mary Parish, you start looking at some of these areas that get just a bit dangerous situation. And even up through Baton Rouge and even getting to Mississippi, you can see some of those winds. Remember, it's not just the center. You got tropical storm force winds stretching out well away from the center, and that means a large area, especially this hurricane warning area, including metropolitan New Orleans and southeast Louisiana, you can see hurricane force winds. So that's really the latest information on the actual forecast track, and I definitely want to mention this real quick. So important. We just covered, really, we were focusing on the center, but we can't do that all the time because the winds are well out from the center. By early tomorrow morning, early Sunday morning, you're going to start seeing tropical storm force winds arrive around Plaquemines Parish and then start spreading into the metropolitan New Orleans area, start getting into Terrebonne Parish, Lafourche Parish throughout the morning, and then continue to spread northward. So if you think about those winds arriving tomorrow morning, that means you got today to wrap everything up because the water levels are going to come up too. So you start looking at the dangerous storm surge. This is really looking at the potential, the peak storm surge that could happen depending on the actual track, but highlighting mouth of the Mississippi River to Morgan City, 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. That's water up your pant leg. That's inundation. That's a very dangerous situation. When you think about those values, Morgan City to Intercoastal City, 6 to 9 feet of storm surge. That includes Vermilion Bay. And even Lake Pontchartrain, you can see areas with 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. So dangerous situation with the storm surge and the winds. And well, we have another impact that's dangerous as well, and that's the actual rainfall. Life-threatening amount of rainfall in some areas, southeast Louisiana up to southwest Mississippi. Some areas seeing 10 to 15 inches of rain. 20 inches of rain is not out of the question. Listen to those local officials, the parish officials tell you to leave. You gotta listen and do so today. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.